typically Monday morning, but since we had Labor Day yesterday, Tuesday morning this week, we talk Shawamigan football, and we've got Mike Simone, who is the head coach of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I know you're excited to get off to that first day of school. Kids are waiting, so we'll make this shorter today if you want to, or longer if you want to.
I'm good either way.
All right, very good. Well, congratulations, Coach, on the first win. Always nice when you come into a new program to get that first win, but a good night for the Screaming Eagles last Friday night, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for everyone involved there.
So talk about the game a little bit, and maybe right away that first half, some of the things that you're real happy with that your team executed on for you.
Yeah, so that first half was a little bit slower of a start than we were hoping to. I was really impressed all around, offense, defense, special teams, though, all came to play and all made some big impacts. It was one of our first or second offensive drive. We executed a fake punt that was ran all the way in for a touchdown. So nice. That was really nice to kind of give us that first spark and jolt that we needed. And then It seemed like we were cruising from there.
That's the exciting part about eight-man football, is because it's typically a high-scoring game and you got a lot going on. Sometimes you're willing to take those risks of onside kicks and fake punts and stuff like that because you know, when it's not a 20-17 black and blue division type of game and it's wide open, sometimes you feel a little more inclined to do those kind of plays, right?
For sure, yeah. I know onside kicks in this game too were huge for us too. I think we recovered about three of them, which definitely helps when you can go down, score, get the ball right away and go down and score. That really just can be deflating if you're on the other end of that, and definitely helps with momentum and keeping things rolling. And kind of like you said, where eight man's typically a lot more high scoring, so if you have a good idea that both teams are just going to keep trading scores back and forth, like, it's kind of worth the risk to try to kick the onside and get that double possession in your favor.
I think the onside kick is something when we started eight-man football that the people who started it didn't foresee a vision of that being such a big part of the game. But number one, it's hard to defend it, isn't it, with less people on the field? Is that correct?
It's super hard, because if you put too many people up front, if they are able to just pooch it like 10, 15 yards just in that little sweet spot, then you've only got just a handful of people behind to cover all of that grass. So you really have to be strategic on where you're placing people and who you're placing, because I think typically an 11-man on kickoff, you put like your offensive line up front, or you get some bigger bodies up there that are going to help block and pave the way. But if you don't have people with hands all across that kick return team in 8-man, like, they're probably going to pooch it right to you, and you're going to have to...
Yeah, and it's opened up another opportunity, too. It was just crossed my mind that usually, you know, you find the guy who's the biggest, strongest, who can kick the ball the deepest on the kickoff. Mm-hmm. But now we kind of have that specialist, and I'm sure you guys practice it, too. There's that person who's coming up in junior high or something, they're thinking, you know what, if I practice this a little bit, I could be a pretty good onside kicker.
For sure, and that's definitely a weapon that I think we enjoy having. I know Norson, our senior kicker here, has spent a lot of time perfecting his craft, and it's come in handy several times, and a good handful of them he's able to even just find that sweet spot down the middle, get it 10 yards, and turn around and jump on it himself. So it's a nice advantage when he's as fast as he is to be able to cover that ground and then jump on it and just get it to land perfectly where he needs to.
Yeah, it brings it different twist to the game. And as we were talking, I was thinking to myself, if there's ever down the line where they would limit the number of onside kicks, and then I thought, no, they really shouldn't, because this has got like an arena football feel to it, where why not just let it go, right?
Right. I think it gets, I don't know, it'd be kind of weird, I think, if you try to limit it. I just don't know how that would.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could regulate that. And
yeah, exactly. Because what's an onside kick and what's not? Yeah, exactly.
They'd find ways to tweak it. And instead of kicking it 10, maybe you're kicking it 15 or 20 downfield and trying to let it sit. And
yeah.
So in some way, shape, or form, I think they'd find ways around it.
Yeah, well, your defense pitched a shutout on Friday night. So that's always fun. Talk about some of the key players on your defense.
I mean, I could talk all day. Like, literally everyone on our team, I think, had some super, super great moments from that game. I was really impressed with our newcomer, Marcus Purdy. It was just his first game this week. Fit seamlessly in there on our defense. Look at our stats really quick. He had two sacks, three tackles for loss. He had two forced fumbles on the day. They just did not seem to want to block him for some reason, flying off the edge, and he was making some plays in their backfield and making any time they tried to pass, he was making them regret it. So that was really fun to see. The defensive line was terrorizing them up front. They just didn't have anywhere to go and run the ball up the middle. And then we had too much speed on the edges for them to be able to get outside on them. And
yeah, getting one key player back like that, Marcus Purdy, can be a big difference, because just that an eight-man football, especially that ability to get in a little bit in the backfield and just stop the momentum of that person running, it just slows down the whole offense, doesn't it? When you can just be there and just, even if it's just a misdirection, right? Just prevent that speed and that open field run, right?
For sure. Which it makes it tough, because again, a lot of eight man, I think, has a lot of misdirection and deception plays like that. And I know even a lot of our plays have a fake or two involved. And then maybe it's even the third option that gets the ball. And if you have something that's maybe a little more slow developing like that, it's really advantageous to have people that are fast flying in from the edge and keeping everything packed in the middle. And then when you've got some big boys in the middle that swallow everything up, and especially someone like Ian Schlaer, who's got just a 10-foot wingspan, it feels like, it just makes it tough for them to do anything.
Yeah, so after a couple games now, we settled in pretty good. Sometimes you see players do things, and you're like, maybe I'll slide them over to this position. But we settled in pretty good, quarterback and all that stuff. So
yeah, I think we've got all the athletic potential in the world. We've got a lot of people that can fit into a lot of different places. I think at the end of the day, we've kind of settled into the group that is going to be a good fit for us rolling forward. And the really nice part about having the 26 bodies we have on our team is even if one person needs to come out, that next person coming in is still going to be a really talented young man. And there's not as much of a drop off between starters and backups as you might have on some other groups. So
sure. JV, are we able to get any JV games in here?
I think there's five or six on the schedule right now, and we're still working to try to add in more. Hoping for as many as possible. I'd love to give those guys their opportunities as well. Our first one should be this next Monday. We're going to travel down to Owen with you, and then it should be some conference opponents for the next couple
of weeks. All right. Reb Lake coming in this week. Good rivalry game. Local school not too far away, so that'll be a fun one and the first home game for you.
Yes, definitely looking forward to this one. Especially starting off my career with those ties with Reb Lake, it'll be fun to get a chance to take it to him. Last year with Prentice, it was close but didn't end up going our way, so I'm really looking forward to the chance to take him down this year.
7 o'clock Thursday game this week, right?
Yes, Thursday.
Thursday game. Just keeping my football fans watch the schedule, because there's still a referee problem all across the state, so we have some Thursday, Friday, Saturday games. Most of yours Thursday, Friday because of that, basically, right?
I'm pretty sure this was our last Thursday. We've had two of our first three were Thursday. I think the rest of them are Fridays. Very as good. Of right now, the rest of the way.
Yeah, no thunderstorms. We don't need thunderstorms. Those are bad for football.
Very bad.
They make schedules real bad, too. So Thursday night, 7 o'clock, the first home game for the Screaming Eagles. All right, congrats on the win, Coach. Thanks for the update. We look forward to talking to you again on Monday.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Mike Smoan, Shawamigan football head coach here on the morning show. 98.